up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
The southern hemisphere swell that pumped up surf to 6 feet along Laguna Beach's coastline had lifeguards scrambling throughout the weekend. Triple-digit temperatures drew summer-like crowds to popular spots, such as Treasure Island and Crescent Bay, where lifeguard staffing drops after Labor Day. The lifeguard department's rescue watercraft pushed through the surf throughout the weekend, patrolling the shores and coming in to assist in unguarded areas or where staffing was thin. And there was no respite yesterday. A hurricane swell from Baja intensified the intervals between waves slamming onto Laguna's shore. The sand stripped away from an earlier hurricane swell in August has yet to fully return. At many south-facing breaks, the sand slopes steeply to the water, which intensifies rip currents that sweep unsuspecting bathers offshore. A new view preservation ordinance is set to take effect in December, but Laguna Beach's City Council tonight will consider hiring a mediator to hear expected claims under the new rules. The council also examines a report on the outcome of stand-up paddleboard regulation, which took effect in August, and fire fears that prompted raising fines to $1,000 for lighting up in wilderness areas is having some unintended consequences. The 98 offenders cited since June all live out of town, and not one of them has paid their fines. While city officials have the authority to garnish the property of locals, it lacks any enforcement authority to pursue non-local offenders. The council will consider hiring a collection agency. Here's where local knowledge and the marketer's pitch collide. A company that markets cell phone towers made a pitch for consideration to a city planner because of a recent service disruption by AT&T. The company touted its wireless capability on all types of towers, from trees to flagpoles to silos and windmills and water tanks and even an oil derrick. Their brochure, though, showed tower types as trees, including towering eucalyptus trees. You can guess what happened to that pitch. The U.S. EPA's top administrator, Gina McCarthy, could no doubt feel the pounding of that hurricane swell on Monday when she met representatives of the Surfrider Foundation at the San Clemente Pier. McCarthy was in Los Angeles earlier in the day to deliver a keynote address at a green infrastructure conference. She met with Surfrider to talk about climate change's impact in California on beach health, shoreline erosion, and sea level rise. Trevor Green, who introduced local audiences at the Cliff Restaurant to the didgeridoo, packs up his unusual instruments this week. He's undertaking a 2-month trip to Australia's Northern Territories at the invitation of Aboriginal elders. The musician performed for the first time last night at Mozambique Restaurant, part going away party and part concert. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.